Welcome to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's start shifting from yearning to powerfully earning and beyond. As we reclaim our financial power, we start making more, keeping more, and giving more. This is wealth to be lived, freedom to be enjoyed, and having the audacity to live richly abundant lives. How do you increase your earning power? Where does your creativity and financial destiny meet? If you're ready to be a richly abundant woman, dust off your moxie, pull up your spreadsheets, and crack open your journal. We need the templates, models, and the big ideas. Julie encourages listeners to break free from inherited beliefs that keep us making just enough to shifting us permanently into changing our financial destiny. Why yearn when you can powerfully earn? Get ready to shape your destiny into a vision of freedom and prosperity. Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman starts now.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome to the premiere episode of Richly Abundant Women. I'm Julie Steelman, and you're listening to Richly Abundant Women on Transformation Talk Radio's Wealth Channel. So if you'll stay with us for the next hour and join me for a very lively and powerful discussion about why it's time for a women's wealth revolution and how you can start to change your financial destiny today. Ladies, we are going to talk about money and we're going to talk about business and we're going to get in there. So every second and fourth Thursday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific, we're going to dive into a radical shift in thinking, discovering new ways of being, and evolve our financial frameworks so we can get busy building wealth, creating financial freedom, and my favorite part, becoming the financial influencers of the world. I can't wait to watch you have financial breakthroughs in your business and create meaningful abundance with yourself. So you ready to get started? Let's go. So today, what I want to talk to you about is becoming a richly abundant woman. This is our first conversation together, and I hope that you're as excited as I am to be a part of an emerging community and this powerful community and network that we're going to build together to see ourselves and become richly abundant women together. I think it's time for a safe space and a powerful collective to come together and be willing to openly and freely and frankly talk about money, talk about shifting our beliefs, talk about the ways that we've been interacting and acting with our businesses so that we can actually shift what's happening and reclaim our power financially. Because I really believe we can mold and shape the world we yearn to create, that we're feeling called to create when we get this one right. And so it's time to get our money houses in order. And those of you that know me know I'm unapologetic, fiercely honest, and not shy talking about this conversation. So I want you to be a part of the community and let's break through and shatter all these financial glass ceilings that have been holding us back. So you with me? Great. And let's set a context for this conversation. So richly abundant women, where did this come from and why now? And you know, I want to share this with you because I think it's really potent and powerful and important to know. And the first thing is that the language for richly abundant women is it's an embodiment. It's archetypal, right? And inside that archetype is this intelligence. I often refer to it as feminine financial intelligence. And it was gifted to me a long time ago. And I'll tell you a story about that coming up. But this languaging, and I worked for months. What's the right name for this? What's the right name for this? And I wanted it to be an invitation, a call to create a collective together. And one of my great spiritual teachers and mentors refers to wealth and prosperity and money as rich abundance or being richly abundant. And it was much to my surprise that all those words were not being used. So I could get all the URLs, I could get the name, but more importantly, where he was coming from with this language was that the richness was the experience that we have of life, of being wealthy, of feeling full, of giving from the overflow, and that abundance was a spiritual right and it was a spiritual gift. When you bring the two words together, for us, we get to elevate that and evolve inside that context and take it to a new level as a conversation about women, wealth, and entrepreneurship, and become richly abundant women, become a collective. And so that's where it came from. And I think that it's time. It's time for a women's wealth revolution. It's time that we unify, link arms, and come together. And the reason that we haven't yet is we haven't really been given a lot of feminine models or approaches to talking about money, about creating wealth, about how we can actually be living in a prosperous paradigm. And a lot of that has to do with the society that we're in. It could be cultural, depending where you are in the world. And it could be related to gender. It could be related to race. All of us have these deep, complex layers that come from society, family, and friends about belief systems and about ways that our family or our parents or elders in our family modeled their relationship with money. And the interesting thing about this, and I always scratch my head about this, is we just take those assumptions on like they're true. And we don't take the time to actually check in to see if that's actually true. We just automatically assume that it is. And so over the course of this show, we're going to be talking about the assumptions that we're making around money that are holding us back, the limiting beliefs that we've just decided are true and we're continually collecting evidence for. And even more importantly, and I'll get into this with you in another show, about how these hidden and unconscious limiting beliefs that we just decided were true create competing intentions. So they actually cancel out our efforts to build profit, to raise prices, to build wealth into our business models. And one of my favorite things to talk about is designing and creating wealth building business models. And we can't do that and experience an accelerated flow of rich abundance into our life and our business if there's these hidden competing intentions canceling all those efforts out, right? So here's the thing I want you to know is that a lot of the reasons that these limiting beliefs and societal pressures or ideas or assumptions, I often call them the law of the land. Things like women aren't good with money, women get paid less for the same job as a man, that money is the root of all evil, that if I want to make big money, I have to give up my entire life force because it's going to be hard. All those kinds of things, right? And then we personalize them as women. And so we judge. And so things like money's the root of all evil. And so when we go to sell with our clients, we've decided that because it's true that money's the root of all evil, then, and that makes us bad and wrong, right? So if we go and ask for money from a client in a sales conversation, there's this thing running that says we're actually being bad and wrong, or we're misaligned with our purpose. And so you can see how this is costing us a fortune. And so this show is all about breaking that stuff up. And it's about building a deeply spiritual, meaningful, purpose-driven, heart-centered entrepreneurial business off our gifts and our brilliance and our talents around the things that matter the most to us. And so as richly abundant women, I'm going to call you into this collective as an invitation to start to hold yourself and carry yourself and notice what goes on in your consciousness in a really different way. We want to hold money, wealth, prosperity as sacred gifts to be cherished and appropriately harvested. We're going to talk about why it's difficult for women to focus on money because they've been told that it's wrong. And I'm going to show you how to shift that to how to do it for the right reasons. We're going to be willing to face our growth edges and challenges so we can change our thinking. and we can stop holding the traditionally masculine money-making system as the only reference point for how we're going to be with money, wealth, and prosperity. We're going to talk about that in a whole entire episode because it's a really big conversation. And then we're going to hold ourselves with the intention as global change makers and become the financial influencers in the world. Like, let's just pause there for a minute. Think about that. If you turned your dial to standing in a collective of women where we're going to become the financial influencers of the world, can you see how we can shift and create new financial paradigms where everyone thrives? We're going to be deeply passionate about molding and shaping the world we wish to live in. We're going to become active curators in that in our philanthropy. And we're in this time of 2020. It's a chaotic time. It's a time of shifting paradigms. And so I look at the energy of 2020 as great and high vision, and less about looking out into the world and more about looking inwardly, more about accessing this archetypal energy and this knowing of the feminine financial intelligence I know each and every woman and you carry. This powerful knowing. It's time to look inward and access that, because that's where we'll find the truth. And that's where we'll shatter our financial glass ceiling and get away from all the impositions of societal beliefs, family beliefs, and the referencing from a traditionally masculine money-making model that frankly doesn't work for us. It taxes our energy system. We find ourselves with unsustainable business models, and we stay stuck in this habit of overgiving and under-earning because we're buying off on all these beliefs. So is this making sense so far? So let's talk about why this matters so much. And the reason I'm so motivated around this, I'm actually tired of watching my friends, my colleagues, my mentors, people that I know intimately well, that are making high 6 and 7 figures, but they never have enough for buying a house, building a retreat destination, funding a passion project, fulfilling a philanthropic goal, starting charities and foundations, and even more importantly, you're going to hear me talk about this a lot, building net worth. Because if we want to live as women based on our own choices and in our own paradigms of freedom, not beholden to any presidents, any society, or any economies, we don't ride up and down with economies. We are our economy, and we're always beautifully resourced in our own economy. This is possible because I live it every day, and I intended to live it every day, and my life unfolded in a way that showed me how. And I'm going to show you how, and we're going to talk about this over the course of the show. I want every woman who wants it and who wants to experience the kind of financial freedom I have, so you can fund your passion projects, fulfill your bold goals, be philanthropic, take your girls' trips, serve your clients in the highest way to do that. And so I want to talk about what's at stake if we don't get this right as female entrepreneurs. We all have a vision for a better world, and that's never going to get manifested if we don't get this right. I believe that as women, one of the deepest and unfortunately most shame-filled and growth edges that needs the most work is our relationship to money. And I'll just say this really quickly now. Money is a tool. It's not any more than that. It's energetic and it's physical. So there's a particular way to work with it. And we're going to talk about that. The other thing that's at stake, and I think this is even more potent and more important, which is why the tagline of my show is moving from yearning to powerfully earning, is that if we don't come into our own power financially, we're actually leaving a part of ourselves living with immense unrealized potential. And that will spill over into the other areas of our life. And I don't say this as a way to scare you, but as a way to motivate you to be willing to commit right now in this moment to becoming a part of this community, accepting the invitation, and being willing to access your true knowing. Because this matters for our goals to be fulfilled, for us to have beautifully resourced and deeply enriching businesses, and for us to tap into all that unlimited, unrealized potential that we're carrying with us. And so I would like to share a statistic with you, because I think fundamentally our well-being is at stake here. Because we no longer are in a world where we resource our financial role in within the archetype of marriage. That was true years and decades ago. It's not true now. And if you want to read more about that, in Gary Zukav's famous book, Seed of the Soul, which he wrote back in the 80s, there's a chapter dedicated to this conversation about how the archetype of marriage was how we as women related financially to money, wealth, and prosperity. And we're still living like that's true, and it's not. And this is the statistic I recently came upon from Aon. It's a global financial services firm out of London, and they specifically looked at American women. And this was published in March of 2019. The statistic is mind-blowing to me. And I hope that you'll hear this from the perspective of it's time to act now. And that is, they found that 80% of women who wanted to retire or live financially free at the age of 67 were going to find themselves facing a serious savings shortfall. And so let me unpack that. What that means is that we're going to be working into our 80s and our 90s until we die, because we're not building enough net worth. We're not building enough gravy. We're not building enough excess so that all of our financial needs are met and we're covered should any financial challenges unbeknownst to us come flying in. This is so important that we are not caught off guard financially. And so part of another thing we're going to do here is erasing and eradicating financial illiteracy among women. I'm going to talk about money, ladies, and I'm going to talk about it openly and freely, and I hope you feel empowered to do the same. And so all of this is why I felt so called to develop this show, to develop a community, and to be very conscious about creating a collective around this and showing you how you can access your archetypal information so that you can be fully empowered and beautifully resourced in your own business. So I want to scoop you in, and I hope that sets the context appropriately for you, because ladies, it's time for a women's wealth revolution, and you're a part of that, because we can't do it if we don't all do it. And as one of my dear friends and one of my great mentors says, Shiloh Sophia says, she'll be on with us in a few weeks too, by the way, is she says that we're going to be the ones that have to fund the women's wealth revolution. So take a breath. It's actually time for a really short break. And I want you to take a few notes and think about, what if becoming a richly abundant woman was your destiny? What would that be like? And so stay tuned during the short break. I'll be back and come share a powerful story with you about how incredible possibility opened up for me and how it can open up for you. We'll be right back.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit petecoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E coaching.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine. Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Richly Abundant Women. I'm Julie Steelman. Let's get back into this juicy topic of becoming a richly abundant woman. So with the incredible rise and acknowledgement of women these days, especially in the last few years, why do we still struggle with making big money, building wealth, and creating financial freedom? So I'm going to give you the three things that I think are at play with this. And see if you can see yourself in any of this. And then I'm going to share a story with you. So the three things that I see at play are, the first is old inherited beliefs about us having decided to just adhere to the assumptions about money. And so we've tuned our dial to, you know, what is it? The train left the station. It wasn't meant to be for me. You have to be rich. You have to be born rich, right? Like, these old inherited beliefs have had us set the dial to, I'm not a richly abundant woman. I don't deserve to be. There's all these focuses on, you know, women aren't good with money. How much you make determines your success. Can't charge profitable prices because your clients won't pay more. The list goes on and on and on. So inherited beliefs are the first thing. With that, have us setting the dial to, well, I'll just settle for what comes in the door. My needs are all taken care of and I'll be fine. So we set the dial to that, right? Making sense so far? The second thing is that we have this shared narrative that keeps us stuck in making just enough money. You know, once again, we've settled again because we feel like I'm comfortable, I'm content. And I will ruffle the feathers of other women, potentially family members, or I'll stand out in some kind of way that won't be positive. And I don't want to do that. And so it's safer to play and stay connected and bonded with other women and other entrepreneurial women, right? By staying in the shared narrative about don't break out of the shell, don't show off, don't be excessive, don't be more, you know, you can't be feminine and break out, right? You can't, you're going to be noble and then people are going to take you down. And so there's that whole, you know, going to get burned at the stake thing. So we stay in these shared narratives. That's the second thing that's at play. And then the third thing, which I think is a really powerful thing and really what we're here to do, is this idea of we've actually never been taught a feminine approach to being in business or understood finances from a feminine perspective. And I'm actually here to tell you a radical idea that there is a feminine perspective to this. There's the words and the terms that the financial industry uses, but there's also energetic plays on those. And we're going to talk about those in an upcoming episode. And so we shy away from it, right? If we don't hire financial advisors, we have bookkeepers and accountants, but we don't really ask them what our numbers are. I just had a client here for a couple of days and we were working together. And I said, what is your net gain off this program? She said, I don't know. I said, well, how much money are you making? Do you know if this program's profitable or not? She said, I don't know. And I said, over the course of a year, do you know if you're keeping more than you're spending? She said, I don't know. I said, well, how would you feel about calling your accountant? And so we did. And the message from her accountant was, she's like, you know, I love you so much. And I've been trying to find a way to figure out how to tell you this. But you actually spend more than you earn. There it was. She had an accountant, but she wasn't actually collecting the data. And so it felt awkward and uncomfortable for her because she didn't know how to go about it in a way that was feminine and a way of being smart and intelligent and conscientious about her cash flow. So she didn't want to enter into the conversation because she felt like she was going to be made bad and wrong, and she was going to learn something about herself she didn't want to know. And these are all symptoms. These three things are all symptoms of these inherited beliefs. And so we're going to bust all this stuff up. We're going to do it in a way that is gentle, but is also going to produce results for us. I'm all about shifting things in our field, shifting things in our consciousness so that they produce the results, because I believe in a divine connection and a grounded expression. And if we're going to be in business, which by the way is a money-making entity, we can no longer afford to look away from the inner ways that we are holding it that are costing us a fortune. And so here's the thing about this. This is not all doom and gloom. And so I want to share a story with you of incredible possibility so you can see that you can do this too, and that you can start creating financial freedom today, and you can start building wealth today. In even more deeply, we'll dive into these topics over time, but just even a shift in commitment and willingness and intention will really help. So I want to share a story with you. It's actually about me. Some of you have heard part of this. So back when I was 7 years old, I would watch Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom every Sunday night. I would sit there with my bowl of popcorn, glued to the television set, watching these incredible videos of rhinos and giraffes and leopards and lions. And I was transported to Africa, and I knew that I needed to go to Africa before I died. It was life affirming. It was like, that was a truth, and I had to follow through on it. And that was the day that this whole idea about financial freedom got set up, because I knew that the only way that I was going to get to go was if I went on my own terms and I had enough money, that I had enough time to go do what I felt I was being called to do over there. So throughout the course of my life, this set up what I would call a golden through line that I can see now when I turn around and I look back. All of my decisions were based on this commitment. And I had a father that nurtured me financially. And understood my vision and he wanted that for me too. My father was all about us having the kind of independence where we got to choose and live freely. And I wanted to live like that. And so through all the way through high school, you know, that was my focus. I worked part-time jobs and I saved my money. And then I went into corporate America. Then I went to college. And in college, I got a degree in marketing and advertising. I also had a minor in economics, business development, and computer science, because I knew if I knew all these pieces, somehow I'd figure out how to put them all together. And as I was graduating college, I started developing this idea about the more I make, the more I keep, the sooner I get my freedom. And so I made a decision going into corporate America that I wouldn't go into sales. And I went into corporate executive sales in selling online advertising. And I ended up in the middle of a man's world, inside a man's world. They didn't know what to do with me. Women weren't all that common yet in the sales world. And I knew that I was alone and I would have to find my own way, make my own rules. And I was going to do that in an honorable way. And I had to prove over and over and over again that I could close bigger deals, I could close them faster, and that they would make the company a lot of money, not discount my prices, but sell based on value in order to prove that I was worthy of keeping my job. And as soon as I got in there, I found myself steeped in all these limiting beliefs, slogging my way through my own belief systems. The voice is in my head about, you're not good with money. You're not supposed to be good with money. And I was like earning huge commission checks and then feeling, oh my God, am I going to blow it? Am I going to ruin it? Am I going to spend all the money? It's just going to pour out the door. And there was all this fear and I had to work through my own belief systems. And what I came out the other end with is a way of being in my own self in sovereignty. What I mean is attuned to my own feminine financial intelligence, attuned to beliefs that were true for me, and resolving and releasing and letting go the beliefs that were inherited and moving those out of my field. Because what I realized is those beliefs, if I kept them running, were going to preclude the realization of my vision, which was to go to Africa. And so I ended up becoming a peak performer and I ended up retiring at the young age of 47 and living financially free. And my late husband and I, we moved to Hawaii and we started our epic adventures of globetrotting and our first stop was Africa. And I want you to know how powerful this little girl's dream is, because I know you have one too. And I know that you're called by a mission, by a purpose, by something that's heart-centered for you, that's deeply meaningful. It's not an easy undertaking to become an entrepreneur. There are sacrifices built into it. And so, but it also has the promise of something deeply satisfying and freeing, right? And that's what I want to get to. And so in my story, when I retired, I knew I couldn't quit working. And so I became an entrepreneur. But the thing I want you to know is that you can have this too. This came about because I was unapologetic and unwavering about my vision. So much so that I even attracted a husband who was on the same wavelength with me about this, and you can too. I don't believe that there was anything extra special about me other than I was unwavering in my vision that I'm going to be live financially free so I can pay for trips to Africa and I can go as often as I want. And I go at least once a year now. And the funny thing is I cry like a baby anytime I'm getting on that plane to leave. It's almost like my inner little girl starts throwing a tantrum. And every time I go, I know how important it is that I come back. And so I plan a trip to come back before I leave so that the tantrums are mitigated a bit. And so I want you to be thinking about what's that deep vision that you yearn for? And this is how we're going to shift from yearning to powerfully earning in our businesses is knowing what that why is, knowing what the right reasons for generating revenue is. And this is the time, right, is in 2020, where we are right now. We're in the spring, we're in blossoming, we're ending winter. And we're in this time of deep vision, which I am suggesting turn towards yourself. This is a time to trust yourself, to listen to yourself. I know you know more than you've been giving yourself credit for, and accessing the DNA and the archetypal energy of the richly abundant woman. And we've covered so much. I hope you're taking 1,000 notes and that this is all activating and catalyzing something for you. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to take another short break. And I want you to stay tuned, because when we come back, I'm going to share what you can do about this for yourself and how you can start creating a new cycle of rich abundance in your life. And so while we're on the break, I want you to think about, what's your vision? I want you to tune the dial to, I'm a richly abundant woman and I'm going to activate my vision. We'll be right back.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bass, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our earth bodies? Amira Bass' Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bass, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
On Richly Abundant Women, I'm Julie Steelman. We've been talking about how you can become a richly abundant woman. And now it's time for you to set your dial to, yes, I am a richly abundant woman. Are you ready to do that? So we've been talking about these old frameworks and inherited belief systems and assumptions that we've made about money, wealth, and prosperity and how they're holding us back. And frankly, I think they're costing us a fortune, especially as entrepreneurial women. And we're really come to that point in time where it's time for a women's wealth revolution, and the time has never been better. Let's take advantage of this opportunity of women rising and women doing business with women and paying attention to who we are, to what our value is, and what we're putting out into the world. And so, you know, as heart-centered entrepreneurs, we really get to have the experience of creating this rich abundance, this building wealth from our businesses, of creating financial freedom. And I think it's why so many of us gravitate to this path. It's not an easy path to be on because it's filled with growth edges. It's filled with ways that we have to look at ourselves and we have to challenge ourselves. And sometimes we can move along very contented, right? And what I know is that the soul is never content to be content. And so we bump up into financial challenges are usually the things that push us into new learnings. So let's get ahead of the curve. How about that idea? And so if we set our dial to, yes, I'm a richly abundant woman, we can move into deeper satisfaction with some of the challenges that are coming along. And the thing that I want you to know that you won't know until you step into this fully is that you start to develop this sense of being in high co-creativity with the universe and being one of the beautifully resourced women. And that's an experience you can only have if you're an active participant in this. So if you're willing to join the community, becoming your own richly abundant woman and adjust your dial to yes, then I want to tell you what you can do to start moving things for yourself. This is a great time to take some notes if you want to. So the first thing is, be willing to take a really big, deep dive around what you want to create in your life. Start with the basics, like, what do you want to make each year? And a more important question is, what do you want to keep each year? What do you want your income to be? We're going to be diving into big distinctions about the difference between revenue and income, right? So what you make is how much you bring in. What you keep is your income. There are two different numbers. So I want you to own that right now and be thinking about that and just freeform write whatever those numbers are and trust it and let go of any judging about it. How much do you need to retire, or how much do you need to fulfill on a big, bold goal or vision that you have? Like, really get clear and honest about that. When is it that you want to make a shift? When is it that you'd like to work less hours, but be making more money? Is there a point in time when you can see that coming? You know, for some people, it's like when the last kid leaves the nest or something, you know, whatever that is for you. Do you want to expand your team on your business and do less? If you do, what do you need to do that? What would it look like to have a vacation home, go on that once in a lifetime trip, or invest in a retreat destination? You know, what kind of trips are on your bucket list? I just crossed one off mine, and I'm about to cross another one off in another few months. You know, and then while you're doing all of this, ask yourself, what beliefs that we've touched on today are in the way of you achieving what you want financially? Like, this is a time to get honest about this, ladies. We're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about wealth. We're going to talk about prosperity. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship. We can't do that if we aren't being honest about the inherited beliefs or the assumptions that we've made that are holding us back. The next thing that you can do is write a new mantra. And I had a couple of them that kind of come to me naturally. So when I first got into sales and selling in corporate, like, I was nauseous probably the first 2 years. I would have to go into the bathroom and center myself before I would go see clients. It isn't what I really wanted to do, but I knew that it was the ticket out of town because I had the most direct influence over my income. And so a mantra that came to me to get me through all of that was, if they knew what I knew, they would most likely buy. So I want to encourage and empower you to write a new mantra. When I was in college, just about to enter the workforce, I wasn't looking forward to it. I had a mantra that came to me. The more I make, the more I keep, the sooner I get my freedom. You can use whatever one is resonant with you if you don't want to write your own, but I highly encourage you to be in the curiosity and wondering about what's the mantra that would carry you through. These are, I call these sort of direct instructions from the universe. The way they come in, they just drop in and then I never look back, and they're extremely memorable. So that's one of the potent things about this is don't make them complicated. Make them really memorable and crystal clear. It's not about fancy words. And it's actually an active type of prayer. And so I got on that through line, and what was carrying me was the more I make, the more I keep. Do you see that the assumptions for I'm keeping more than I make is already built into that? Be super intelligent about this, because what you can see from my personal story is those were the things that carried me through. They carried me over the threshold. And it's more than an affirmation. It's deeper than that. It's bigger than that. It's a way of catalyzing a new belief system above and beyond the stuff that's been already costing you a fortune. And the next thing I want you to do is be listening to yourself. Are you saying things to yourself that are contrary or create a competing intention and are canceling out the big vision that you have? Are other people saying things to you, or they're dropping things in like, you know, that's a really big vision. Good luck with that one, right? And you take that on. What if inside yourself you say, cancel, deflect, delete, that's their opinion. It's got nothing to do with me. Like, we have to become that rigorous in our consciousness, in the way we speak with ourselves, and the way that we commit to our vision in such a big way. That's what carried me through corporate. And I wasn't the likely candidate to retire young. It was an intention and a prayer. I'm really, that is the honest truth. I know that now. And I can look back at the timeline and all the pieces of my story, and it's fascinating. And I want to empower you to have that same experience. And these are the things that carried me through. So we have to be mindful about our dreams, and we have to keep them and our spirituality and our values center focus. Because what's good for us is always good for our families, for our friends, for our clients. And you may need to raise your prices. And we're going to talk about that and talk about a system and a way to do that. And I know what's running through your head is, they won't pay more. What that really means is you don't feel confident in selling higher prices. So we're going to talk about how to do that. So see all these little things and all these little business aspects. There's actually beliefs in there, and I want you to start pulling the thread on those and turning your dial to, okay, that was a former way of looking at it. Now that I'm believing in and committed to becoming a richly abundant woman in my entrepreneurial world, how would I look at that now? What mantra would I write? Don't gloss over this step. This is really super important because it will carry you. I mean, stuff, these things that I'm telling you about, if they knew what I knew, you know, that was like in the 1980s. And I remember that crystal clear. I remember it crystal clear. I'm actually due for a new mantra now. And so I'm in the inquiry about one coming. When it comes, I'll share it with you. Okay. So let's use this powerful visionary year and qualities of visioning and 2020 crystal clear, you know, both our binoculars and our inner lenses, attuning those and adjusting those so that we can use the power of this time to become leaders, to become way showers, and to become powerful and empowered in around our finances. Let's let go, agree to let go. It's not going to happen in just an instant, but let's agree to let go of the belief that it's not okay to focus on money, because it creates a cash flow problem. And the way that you can do that is to align your mission with the power money will give you to fulfill that mission and to move through any growth edges that you have about taking up space and being visible. Discover the honorable reasons for making money. Decide you're going to fund the passion project, do your philanthropic work, invest, and take your family on vacation. And know that as of right now, you're on a journey that's a lifestyle. It's an inner quest. And it's a heroine's journey. It's that quest to follow through and move from yearning to powerfully earning and stepping into financial freedom. You be willing to face the questions, the challenges, and the misunderstandings about money head on, and instead shift to becoming a powerful earner. And that's what's going to have you hit your stride financially. Because one of the things we're going to talk about, and this is a big shift, and I may spend more than one show on this, but you're going to hear me say it repeatedly until you get it, is we need to shift our focus from how much we make to how much we keep. You see, we've been bought and sold. We've been sold and told by the internet industry that how much we make determines our success. Some degree it does, and some degree it doesn't. But at the end of the day, if we're going to run a business consciously and conscientiously, how much we keep is going to determine our satisfaction. And that's where I want us to put our focus and our energy. Now, if we got our dial tuned to, yes, I'm a richly abundant woman, that would feel really normal and natural to shift your thinking like that. Can you see that? And maybe that's somewhere in there is your mantra. And so make a pact with yourself, like I did, to become good with money, to make peace with money, so I could fulfill my dream and change my financial destiny, because that's what I want for you. And so my work with soulful entrepreneurs like you, I really envision us being able to create new financial economy with us standing at the heart of a women's wealth revolution. And if those of you that are soulful and willing to make money for the right reasons are in charge, just think about for a moment what this world would be like, that we would actually mold and shape the world that we yearn to live in. Like if we followed and surrendered to the leadership of our vision and stopped making money the stress and drama thing, and instead turned it into a source of power, wouldn't you be different? And wouldn't this world be different? My door is always open to exploring working together. And if you're ready to really shift this, you can go to moneystorybreakthrough.com and download a 3-step process I have developed for you to get this activated and going, and to shift your relationship and your story with money. I have a new program coming out called Called by Freedom, which is all about creating wealth, building business models, and creating financial freedom in your business. I'll tell you more about that when it's available. And so one of the things I'm going to do is end each show with a tip. And so today's richly abundant tip is to start making choices, managing and running your business with the focus on how much you keep instead of how much you make. So I want to thank you for being here today and taking the time to tune in so you can create rich abundance in your business. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every second and fourth Thursday of the month at noon Eastern, 11 Central, 9 a.m. Pacific. And next week on Richly Abundant Women, we're going to be talking about conscious cash flow. I hope you'll tune in. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to Richly Abundant Women on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's time to change your financial destiny. Head on over to JulieSteelman.com for even more insight into your relationship with money, wealth, and prosperity. As a pioneering change maker, it's time to break free of the making just enough money trap. Take the Blooming Rose Money Quiz and discover exactly how to align your mission, money, and mindset. Discover the savvy secrets to building a radiant financial future based on your vision and values. Your paradigm of success is there for the making. Start the journey today to living richly abundant.